Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And He is powerful. And He can do mighty works through us. We have to realize that and allow Him to use us to do His work. Father, we just thank You. Thank You for what You have done for each one of us. Thank You, Lord, for Your love and Your power and Your anointing. And Lord, ministry to our life. We just open ourselves up today, this morning, to receive from You, from Your word. Quicken it to us, to our mind and our hearts. And Lord, we may be able to appropriate, to be able to receive the things that You have made possible for us to receive. The Lord, we may look not at things from the perspective of the flesh, but we may be able to see things from the spiritual dimension. What is available now, today, to us. That we may not be bound by the things that we see in this world or hear, but we may be anointed by the things that the Word show us and give us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to do the same thing I did on Thursday. I'm going to go back because what we are dealing with is such an important thing. Knowing, realizing the times we are in. And what that means in practical way in our walk. See, this is not just going things like usual. The time is accelerating. And I see that even believers are not responding the way they should. Because they are caught up with the things the enemy is doing. And they do not realize that actually the Lord is doing even greater works. But He doesn't do it in the flesh and in the appearance. He does it in the spirit, in the spiritual dimension. And it's the work of the believers to take what He's doing in the spiritual dimension and manifest it in the physical. God works through His people. He doesn't just do things in by itself. He has appointed us to do His work and to share His glory with Him. Jesus said that very clearly. And that we had to receive it, understand it, embrace it, and manifest it. But you know, it's not just theory. It's not just theology. It's not just talk and preaching words. It's the manifestation that were evidence in the early church. Because was anointed by the Holy Spirit and was manifesting signs and wonders, confirming the word. They weren't just speaking, they weren't just preaching. They were getting results. They were making a difference. The way it's done today often is not just at all that way. And we're going to talk about that just in a while. Okay. But we have to recognize one thing, what Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, is so important for us to realize it, embrace it, and make it part of our life, our position, our understanding, what we stand on. There said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is what? The power of God to salvation. And with that, it includes everything that we need. But we need to understand that, that is not just a religious thing that happens. It's a supernatural, spiritual, powerful things that take place and that break loose us from Satan and his influence. He had complete victory over the enemy. Not even death could hold him back. That's the victory that you have in him. I believe that lots of people don't perceive, don't understand, don't receive, don't get what they should be getting. Because they just get religion. And religion has no power to overcome anything. It has the power to put you in bondage. So we have to understand that. And see all the consequences. I better keep reading some scripture because, you know, God says it very clearly. It's the power of God unto salvation to who? Everyone who believes. Oh, see, unless you believe, unless you are one of those everyone, the only thing you get is a formula. It's, you know, nothing. Okay? There is nothing left because religion has no power. Okay, so we had to come into grasp of that. You know, there's the power of God unto salvation. There is power in doing the gospel. The gospel is all the power that we need. Okay, for the Jew first and from the, you know, Greek or whatever you are from, doesn't make any difference. You know, that stuff is superficial. What counts is what, you know, for the, but, you know, what actually takes place is really what is explained in the following verse. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed, praise the Lord, from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, that was already, you know, none in the Old Testament. Wasn't a new sentence that was taken directly from the Old Testament. But, you know, did they fully, how many they really understood it probably? We should understand it probably to manifest our salvation. Because when that is understood, when we come into that righteousness of God, that is not our righteousness, it's his righteousness, it's Jesus' righteousness. But we had to believe it. You see, that's a starting point. That's the power to set us free from any bondage that you can think of. Physical, mental, emotional, whatever, spiritual. It's the power of God. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Praise the Lord. Praise. I mean, that should make us rejoice. You know, but it works, it just doesn't work just because we do something in the physical. In physical activity, there is no power. The things that has to happen has to be spiritual activity. Something has to happen at a spiritual level within ourselves. Are you following me? You see, it's not the things that you do or the things somebody else has to do. There is something that has to be, something has to click in the spiritual dimension. You don't connect to God in the physical. God is a spirit. And those who worship Him, those who connect with Him, those who, you know, interact with Him, those who receive from Him, must do it in the spirit and in truth. That is one of the basic things that set us free from religion. And there are things that, though, you know, we had to understand and we had to receive and we had to align, we had to simply believe. See, the things we believe is our faith. Our faith is not believing something, is believing in what He has done, believing in what He has achieved. All the other things come automatically, come because a result of our believing of what He did, not what we do. Faith is not faith in ourselves. Faith is faith in what He did, has achieved, and the fact that He was resurrected is the stamp for us to know that it's not just done theoretically, it's done even physically. Death could not hold Him. That's what makes the difference. It's the only one that kind of experience and situation. Death cannot hold Him. Okay, so we had to understand that our faith is critical. Okay, and our faith is not just a question of once you believe that Jesus did something and then you don't believe anymore. You had to hold on to what you believe and stand there and take that position and hold that position for yourself. Not forget it. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Who forgive and forget not all. All. Can you say all? Your benefit. Forgive all my iniquities, who heal my diseases, who redeem my life from destruction. Crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. I could continue, but I want to be able to cover some topic, some enough today to get to the place in which we can do actually something. We can have some breakthroughs here. Okay? To be able to really be saved, be appropriating what Jesus has done, then we need to have some spiritual discernment. Some spiritual understanding. So that we can grasp what He has done. Just more than the physical aspect of it. Okay. The discernment is important in our spiritual walk. Okay. The basis to get that discernment, has to do with our heart. Okay. Our heart being open and wanting to see the truth, wanting the truth. Not being blocked up and by religious ideas and doctrines and stuff like that. You had to seek the truth to find it. And you had to seek it really with everything you got. Because there are many things that we had to get over in our thinking that is wrong, that actually separate us from God instead of getting us close, because it put a lot of other religious stuff that been accumulated through the centuries. We need to get free to experience the freedom. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus I was talking about the time where they were in. It's like the fact that they should be able to discern the time. And he says something that is interesting. Okay, in Matthew 16:3 says, in the morning I will, it will be foul whenever, foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Now, it's interesting that he called them hypocrites. Now, hypocrites, really, you know, the Greek word coming from that means, you know, you are acting something that is not true. Okay. So, there is a deceiving component in being an hypocrite. You start deceiving even yourself because your heart is in the wrong place. And that's why you don't discern the time that we are in. And so, and that applies to the time when he was in there, and you know, people should have known, and some people knew what was going to happen. Okay, the Messiah was going to come for the first time. Some people knew, but not many. Okay, well, today we are really in a similar situation. And people should know that, but I really think not really many are really know it, and they're really convinced and are really preparing for it. And the problem is not that they have not been informed, that they don't have the information. The problem is they're hypocrites. Are you getting this? I mean, the problem is that they are deceiving themselves, that they are reasoning the wrong reason, that they are have the wrong thought, and those thoughts don't help. They are not seeking the truth. Praise the Lord. See, it's not that we have to be there, like some do, to try to figure out everything that's happening. Okay, reasoning, you know, knowing about the times there, the word is kairos, it actually means the season that we are in. Doesn't matter, you know, the detail. How many people, you know, have identified, how many, there have been so many people that have been told, you know, the Antichrist is this one, you know. It started with Kissinger before there were other ones before. Just a bunch of garbage. Don't try to guess stuff that means nothing. That's not why prophecies are given to us. That's a waste of time, waste of energy, and keep you more deceived than you were before, because you end up wasting time in the wrong thing. God wants us to have discernment, and discernment is not to look at the physical things that are happening, but is perceiving what happens in the spiritual dimension. The things that you don't see are more important than the things you see, because they are determining the other. And people try to fight what's going on in the world, in the physical, and they're missing the point. Jesus did not do that. He's our example. And if we want to get anywhere, we better follow his direction. Praise the Lord. See, is our success is not by doing what everybody else do. You know, the masses are always wrong in everything. If you want to invest, do the opposite of what they do. If you want to do something spiritual, don't follow everything that everybody does, because it's going to be for sure wrong. Follow what God says in your own little chamber. to you personally. Learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, because He is the guidance. Know what's going on in the world that you can, everybody can see and mess it up. Praise the Lord. See, our focus should be in spiritual things. Our position has to be taken at the level of our thought, our attitude, our values. Those are the important thing. See, we, if we are born again, okay, Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ, that's, you know, the question is, raised with Christ means that what Jesus, you know, the way Jesus was resurrected, we have been resurrected spiritually. Our spirit is not anymore the dead spirit in the world. He's alive and he's the same spirit that he had, and he's the spirit of Christ. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the spirit of God. He's eternal life. Okay? So if we were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is. Don't get caught up into the physical stuff. Sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on earth. So the thing is, the bottom line, we need to connect at the spiritual level with God. That's why, you know, the song we sang before, you know, today, you know, being born again, you know, that's the only way to see spiritual things. Okay, we need to have made that decision and understand what is involved in that decision and the impact that that is going to have in our life, in the way we see things, in the way we function, we operate, we do anything. Praise the Lord. Okay, stop you, you know, the following verse. I mean, just always just generally when they talk about, when the Bible says something, you know, the following verse generally expands on it. And if Colossians 3:3 says, you die, for you died, and your life is hidden in Christ, by Christ in with Christ in God. So you see, the fact that did you die to the flesh? That's the important thing. Did you die to the things that the flesh has connected with? The physical things. The things that the world cares about. You have to connect with the truth. That's the source of proper thinking. That could, with the word, that's the source of the truth for us. And that is what releases what? God's power in us. Because the word is powerful and effective to set us free and to give us the discernment between what the flesh and what is the spirit. We had to dwell in the word. We had to stay in it. We had to allow just to dwell means, you know, just completely surround you and in you, it all over the place, influencing you. And that's when it's going to be effective. It's not just, you know, you can start by studying it and reading it, but that is just the beginning. It's just you don't even scratch the surface of what is there. Praise the Lord. See, one of the things that happens, because everybody is saying all the problem, you know, there are problems. You look at the physical, there are problems. What are the problems? All the work of the devil. God is not doing it. The devil is doing it. So what you look at the physical, what you do, you just look at what the devil does, and the only thing you are influenced is what the devil does. The more you look at it, the more the devil is going to have a good, you know, inside, in you, affecting you, affecting your emotion, affecting the way you feel, affecting everything, because I'm afraid, I don't know what I'm going to do. When instead, inside you, there is the power of God to deal with it. Are you still with me? See, the first thing you have to do is to look at this stuff, because that stuff gives power to those thoughts, those ideas. They keep you bound. They keep you connected. They keep you, you know, in such a place that you have to be afraid of what's going to happen next. But when instead are connected with the Word of God and give you, and you realize the power that you have inside, you have no fear. So the first thing that you have to do, okay, is not to fear what's going on. If you watch the news all the time, don't be surprised if you get concerned to start with. After a while, you get depressed. After a while, you get despairing. After a while, you get really messed up. Why? Because you have been feeding on junk. You have been feeding on what the devil wants you to think about. Those thoughts, they are going to destroy you, because that's the work he's doing. He come to kill and destroy and put you in a position of losing. You have to protect your heart with all diligence. That's what the word says. How do you do protecting your heart with all diligence? You find out all the things that happen every day? Big deal. Well, you know, something happened today, something else happened tomorrow, and something happened the following day. Who cares? If you are with God, see, you have to see who you stand with. Who do you stand with? What is your position? Which side are you in? If you are in God's side, you know that God is in your side. And God is not a loser. The devil is a loser. So the one who looks the stuff that he wants you to look at, end up being loser as he is, you know, but he's trying to use you anyway so that he take you down with him. He comes to kill and steal and destroy. Praise the Lord. See, this is what Jesus said very clearly in Luke chapter 21, you know, verse 26, as man's hearts failing from the fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on to the earth. That's the thing that we're going to do. For the power of the heavens will be shaken. So that's what happens. But that should not affect you, because you are on solid rock. Because you are on a stable place. Okay. So you have to determine what position you have to keep. Your position is important. And your position is determined by what is affecting you. What is working in you? What, you know, what we see, what we hear, what has an effect on us. You may believe it or not believe it, but your eyes believe it, because, and you know, there are things that are actually happening. So there is some, not truth, but some reality in it. But the truth is really far beyond that, because the real truth is what's happening in the spiritual dimension. And the real truth is that all these messes are produced because people are influenced by the enemy. And he's good at that, because he's been around in the business for a long time. Okay? So we have to understand that. We have to determine what we look at. And our basic thing, you know, what are we looking at? I mean, what the government does? What the economies do? I mean, what nations do around, fighting each other, work, whatever. You know, it's been like that all the time. What the climate does, I mean, all this stuff is what the enemy wants to push you and make you think about so that you are caught up by all this stuff, when instead it's completely immaterial. Okay. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? See, that we should work differently. We should work on a different level. We should work by faith, not by sight. That's the way we are called to walk. That means believing. Believing what? What the Word of God says. And that simply fixes all the other problems. For us, anyway. Because give us direction. Give us understanding. Give us a place to stand firm, not to be tossed around each thing that happens. You know, we don't even look at these things because they don't matter to us. They don't matter to us. You know, we want to see an example of that. You know, people pray about, the political situation and the legislations and the stuff. Who give a hoot? We have spiritual power. And we have to work at that level, not the other level. And Christians try to do things and get results on the spiritual and physical level, and they're failing badly. Jesus did not do that. He didn't make a demonstration before Pontius Pilate because they didn't have the freedom that they wanted, did they? He didn't care less. He said, you know, go and get, you know, the money from a fish, you know, fish and give it to the Roman. Who cares? The Roman Empire could not stand the early church. He came down because of that. Oh, he killed a few Christians. They are martyrs, and they are rejoicing with the Father right now and having a great time. Say, whoa, what do you say? What's exactly what takes place? Don't look at the physical. Anyway, let me read here from Acts chapter 4, verse 24. See, that was at the beginning of the church. It was opposed. They, you know, threw Peter and others in jail. You know, was trying to, you know, finally they released them. Look at the way the early Christian responded to that. That should be a lesson for us. So then when they heard that and raised their voices to God with one accord. Well, that's one important element because, you know, all the things happened because of that was, they were together in one accord. They were in agreement and they were believing the same thing and taking the same position. They weren't going dispersed in all the directions. Okay, says there, and said, Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Let's start to establish a platform here to which you work. You know, didn't say, Lord, you know, the Roman Empire, the emperor is so powerful. Okay, then continue. Yeah. And by the mouth of your servants, David, have said, why did the nation rage and the people plot vain things? For the kings of the earth took their stand and their rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against the Christ. What's happening today too? Okay. The same story. The world is against the truth. Okay. So don't be surprised. And he said, you know, just why are, you know, did the nation rage? They are really stupid because they know they're going to lose anyway. We'll see that God's attitude later on because it's very clear. Okay. For truly against your holy servant Jesus when you anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together against him. So they were just everybody in the world against him. To do whatever you had in your purpose determined before to be done. So, you see, here we got some information here that is interesting for us today. You know, they were doing all this stuff. They were fighting, they were trying to fight God, and they were just doing nothing else than what God had planned anyway. Now, he didn't make them do it. They were their choice. Okay? But that was the way to resolve what God wanted to do. Okay? There was no any other way. Okay? They had to do it themselves. Okay? Okay. So, God was in control then. He's in control today. Do you believe that? That doesn't mean that all the things that happen are nice. But God knows what he's doing, and his people should know how to deal with it. Okay. Now comes the part that really, you know, up to now they're just steady, you know, just changing the perception of what was going on. That was their thinking. See, that should be our thinking. Let's continue here. Now, Lord, now it is coming here, the part is really requesting something from God. Look at their threat and grant to your servant that with all boldness they may speak your word. See, they weren't there. Say, oh, poor little us. You know, they are beating us up. They are doing all these things. No, they say, you know, give us the power, give us the ability, give us the courage to speak the truth in their face. With wisdom, evidently. Okay. By stretching, and how you do that? Because you can do that in many different ways. But here he's saying really something very specific. By stretching your hand to heal, the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. I mean, lots of people say, well, you know, some people just think too much about healing, think too much about signs and wonders. What does it say the church was asking for at that day? Signs and wonders and healing taking place. How did Jesus' ministry work? Most of his ministry was just going around healing people. You know, if the church would be more effective in healing people, would be much more, there would be many more people following the church. Hello? Because the world is sick. Even churches, the majority of the people are sick. We had to do something about this. God expects us to operate the same way as the early church at the beginning. Praise the Lord. So do we have, you know, be by stretching out your hand to heal, and the signs and wonder will be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So through his name, through his word, through his, you know, this is, you know, that wasn't a fearful prayer, is it? The opposite. They wanted boldness. They wanted power. They wanted supernatural manifestation to just demolish the work of the enemy. It may not demolish everybody, but on the long run, it did. And the result of the prayer was there. They went around saying, you know, licking their wounds. No, they went around as they prayed, and the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hello. See, that's what Mark 16 says, talks about too. I mean, these signs shall follow them that believe. The Lord following, you know, with sign following, they're preaching, they're doing things. That's what God wants to do. Okay. You know, God's position is not impressed. God is not scared of what the devil is doing. Psalm 2, verse 4 says, he who sits in the heaven shall laugh. Talking about the region, you know, the nation will rage against him. Okay. The Lord shall hold them in derision. I mean, he has a good laugh about all their effort because they do nothing. He got the victory, and he's going to have complete victory over this. When Jesus comes back, it's going to be a big show. Anyway, but I think we need to get ready for that. So, you know, God's response is that. Jesus' instruction all the time, in the Bible, everywhere, from the beginning to the end, he says always not to be afraid. Fear is a demonic spirit. So, John 14:1 says, let not heart be troubled. Okay. You believe in God, believe also in me. See, it's what he did, believing in him, that is going to make the difference. What he achieved, you know, is believing in him means that we believe that the result that he had provided for us. That what he said we will get, we are actually having and experiencing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. The fact that says, let your heart not be troubled, that means that you have to be able to get to the place in which you can make that decision. You see, there are decisions that we have to make concerning our position, concerning what we believe, concerning the way we deal with the things we see around. And it's not to look at the news all the time. It's to look at the Word all the time. Doesn't say meditate on the news day and night. Meditate on the Word day and night. Why? Because that's going to make the difference. Because that is going to develop your power. Because that is going to develop your confidence. That what you develop your spiritual strength. That what made you stand firm in the position that the enemy is going to try to blow you out. And he's getting out of breath. Because can't do it. Are you still with me? Praise the Lord. See, that's why we have to understand, okay, that the name of the Lord, and that means understanding what he has done for us, is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. We are safe when we go to the Word, when we feed on the Word, when we meditate on the Word, when we stand on that. We should have no fear because God has not given us that. That has come from the enemy. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Okay? Fear can be a problem for believers because they are not recognizing what they have. Fear is an indication of unbelief, not believing in what he has done. We should have always, be always confident in what he has done, what we have, and what he has provided for us. And we had to appropriate that. How? By faith. By believing This is what our spiritual activity should be. We should believe what the Word says, and that should release. If we really believe what Jesus has done, that is really so, then this is going to produce in us strength and ability to stand against any of the attacks of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have something that should put us on top, not below. Okay. In 1 John 4:4 says, "We are of God, little children, and have overcome them because who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Okay. Who is in you is greater. I mean, that's already there. And he's greater, so he's greater than anything else in the world. He's greater than the devil. You know, lots of people think, lots of believers think, many that are not believers don't even believe in the devil, and that gives him a really advantage because he can push them around. But many believers believe that the devil is so powerful, and they, because the devil is more powerful than God. They believe more in the devil than God. If you are afraid, that means you believe that, God is not protecting you, that the devil is going to have his way. You should know that God looks after his people. He's a good God. And the only way for the devil to do anything with you is for you to give him the authorization or to accept what he tried to sell you. Believing what you're selling. You know, the thing you have to do is to understand that unless you take a position, and when he is coming to you physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever, to trick you into his traps, you just say no. You resist him. That's what the Word of God said. Resist the devil, and he what will do? Keep trying and go again and to see if you really mean it. But you just resist him. And if you resist him and he realizes he's wasting his time, he flees, not you. That's what the Word says. Do you believe the Word or do you believe what everybody else believes? That the devil is very powerful. He is defeated. He lost the battle. Jesus demonstrated it. But you have to believe it for to be effective for you. You have to believe that all the sins have been canceled from your list. All the diseases have been taken away. Say, well, I'm sick now. Yeah? Do you believe it, that you're sick? Or you believe that the things have been taken away? If you believe that they're taken away, give it the time to prove. So that until he flees, they're going to try to stay there. But if you go by the physical, we don't go by the physical things. We go by the spiritual things, by the spiritual reality that is given to us. Are you there? Okay. He, by his stripes, we were healed before we even got sick. Hello? So if we were healed before we got sick, when we get sick, evidently, it was even that was done before. But you had to believe it. So you have to not to go by the physical evidences, by the physical manifestation, but you go by the Word of God, stand on the Word of God, taking that position. You say, no, you can stay there, and you go now in Jesus' name. And you take authority. You are given authority. Praise the Lord. Okay. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For whatever is born of God," are you born of God? Praise the Lord. If you're born of God, whoever is born of God has overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith. So it's your faith that is going to give you the victory. Without the faith, you're not going to get any victory. Faith means you believe what Jesus said, you got. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See how we can land here. Yep. Praise the Lord. So, we had to learn to depend on God and the spiritual dimension to win the battle. And the first place we start is from the Word. Reading the Word and knowing what the Word says. And we said some of the things already. And one of the things that is said is the position we had to take, that we are not going to be afraid. That means we had to go to the place in which we are not anymore feeling sorry for ourselves for the things that we had to deal with, feeling sorry for ourselves because people don't like us, feeling sorry for ourselves because they do legislation against us. These are all physical things. We have the power of God inside us, and we take a position internally, and that position internally is going to enable us to pray the way the early church prayed. So give us boldness so that we can speak with signs, to stretch the hand so the healing and others miraculous signs and wonder will happen, so that distinct people are going to say, what's going on here? You know, and they're going to get interested, and probably are going to even get saved. Not because we go around with great oratory, but because we go around with great power. Praise the Lord. Fear is nothing else than the manifestation of the spirit of unbelief. Because we don't believe that God is behind us, helping us, protecting us, as he said he would. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. No matter what happens, he's backing us up. So I want to encourage you to make, you know, to take that position today. Take that position, says, I will not fear. I'm not going to be afraid. Now, we are not talking about theory. There are areas in which we are more vulnerable. For one reason or another, in areas in which we are attacked. See, where we are vulnerable, is because we are not strong and the enemy attacks us exactly where he knows that we are weak. I mean, if you are not physically strong, you know, possibly there is a spirit of infirmity that is attacking you all the time and making you feel bad. And if you give in because, you know, you've been exposed many times, and maybe, you know, propense to give in instead of saying no. As soon as I put that up, you just stand there and you come in confrontation with it. You fight, you resist it. Says resist the devil. I mean, it could be something else. You know, could be that, you know, you are not very successful in some areas and you're, you know, failing some stuff or whatever. And, you know, you can't do it. Or that you don't know how to handle situation. You can do all things in Christ to strengthen you. So you have to take the word of God and fight it back and don't move. And even when the physical evidences are contrary, you stand there and you until you break through. And each time it tries to affect your thinking, that's the place Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. See, if your soul don't prosper in the areas in which you don't succeed, you're going to be stuck. So you have to make sure that your thinking is good thinking, that thinking lines up with the Word of God. And anything that doesn't agree with the Word of God, you say, no, I don't believe it. I believe what the Word of God says. And you quote the scripture to the devil. Hello? But you have to be consistent. Because if you give an inch, he takes a foot. And if you take a foot, then he takes everything else. Are you with me? So I'm going to pray for people today. Okay. If you area, see, if you are fighting in any area for fear, I mean, the devil can tell you, you know, be careful. You forget things, you know, maybe you get Alzheimer. Just you get Alzheimer. Yeah. Instead of, oh, you know, maybe, you know, these things is hurting you, maybe cancer. Is that you can keep it for yourself. I don't need it. God set me free from this stuff. Are you with me? So who wants to be prayed for in any of these things at this area? You know, you have to be very specific. You cannot be general. You see, you have to make specific decisions, and then you have to hold on to those decisions. You have to do quality decisions the way we're called once. Once you did it, you stick there. So, you know, if, for example, healing, you know, and you have some symptoms, each time you have a symptom, instead of thinking, oh, it's getting worse, no, you come against it. You say, no, you can't stay there. Oh, I have a headache. No. You can stay there. Oh, it doesn't go away. You can't stay there. And you keep pushing until it goes. Until it goes. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to pray in general. And then if you want personal prayer, come forward. And we are going to pray together specifically for the things you fight against. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the promises that are given to us so that we may know what you have given us, because you promised what you want to give us. And we receive it. We receive your strength. We receive your peace. We receive your healing. You receive a sound mind. We receive your love, knowing that we can trust you, that we can have faith in what Jesus did, that we can have the righteousness of God in us. That means we are being in contact with you. We are in right standing with you. That you are with us to give us victory in whatever areas that we need. And we praise you in advance, in Jesus' mighty name, for what you have done and what is going to be fully manifested in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.